Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Perhaps the saddest word that can be uttered between friends is goodbye. But after 14 years of bringing the at once elegant and casual, sophisticated and pastoral highlights of Berkshire living to our readers, we are indeed saying goodbye with this final issue. It has been 14 years, almost a decade and a half, of highlighting what is beautiful and enlightening about the most extraordinary part of our country. And we are grateful that we have had the opportunity to do so for so long. I'm Tony Tucker, here to preview this week's features on our website and online magazine, Berkshire Style. We have some entertainment suggestions for you. Charlotte Hunter Penrose has been writing our column this week for the past 10 years. We owe her a tremendous debt of gratitude. Here is her goodbye. It has been my privilege to write this column for almost 10 years now. To me, it's a celebration of the area we live in, and a testament to the musical, culinary, literary, artistic, and myriad other contributions our community members provide. I hope everyone continues to attend these events and support the organizations and individuals who embody Berkshire style. Here are her recommendations. Berkshire International Film Festival, 20th season. BIFF returns. While the lineup is yet to be announced, BIFF is sure to select films of the highest quality, highlighting new, renowned filmmakers and actors. Events include the opening night party and film, tribute night party, tea talks, panel discussions, and of course, a weekend full of films at locations throughout Berkshire County. Hudson Berkshire Experience, Spring Wine and Food Festival. The Spring Wine and Food Festival features Beverage Trail members along with their regional wineries, distilleries, and cideries. Enjoy farm products, sampling and selling their delicious gourmet cheeses, baked goods, jams, and jellies. Throughout the weekend, there will be special seminars by some of the region's foremost experts in the craft beverage industry at the Columbia County Fairgrounds in Chatham, New York. Litchfield Wellness Festival, healthy and happy. From sunrise yoga and mindful movement to holistic workshops, local vendors, and inspiring conversations, the festival brings together people and practitioners who share a passion for well-being in all its forms. With over 80 thoughtfully curated exhibitors, live music from West Hill Groove will keep the good vibes going, an impressive lineup of free workshops and classes, food trucks, nutritious snacks, arts, and hands-on activities for kids. There's something for everyone at the Community Field in Litchfield. Circus and the Bard, the next chapter. Shakespeare and Company and Spirit of the Circus reunite for a playful mashup of jaw-dropping circus acts, paired with Shakespeare's beloved characters. When high-flying feats meet the bard's words, sparks fly, laughs abound, and something truly magical happens. The show is backed by popular demand and ready to spin a physical Shakespeare show at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox. Mahewee 2026 Gala, Anthony Roth Costanzo. The 2026 Gala brings Grammy Award-winning countertenor Anthony Roth Costanzo to the Mahewee Theater in Great Barrington. The prodigy began performing professionally at the age of 11 and has since appeared in opera, concert, recital, film, and on Broadway, all of which the most venerated opera companies, orchestras, concert halls, and festivals in the world. He's the general director and president of Opera Philadelphia. You must see him in person to experience his brilliance at the Mahewee Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington. Spotlight Crescendo. In a dramatic conclusion to its 22nd season, Tango passion meets Baroque brilliance. Crescendo, the award-winning Lakeville-based organization specializing in early and rarely performed classical music, will feature international performers, local musicians, and works by pioneering composers from the Baroque era to the 21st century. Our favorite thing, Litchfield County producers will celebrate all things maple. On the upcoming Maple Weekend, March 21st and 22nd, with hours varying for different sugar houses. Tour local sugar houses and learn the process of transforming a colorless sap into the most delectable condiment. Berkshire Kitchen, chocolate stout cake. The name of this recipe does not refer to a heavy or firm cake, although it is substantial. The title refers to the brew that provides the flavorful liquid used for the cake. Beer and chocolate? What sense does that make? It works in this delicious cake. Chef Leon has been sharing his recipes with us for several years. Here is his goodbye. At the sunset of Berkshire Kitchen, this is my last column, and it is with some sadness that I bid you all adieu. This has been a personally rewarding experience for me, and I want my readers to know I appreciate their attention. This chapter of my life is coming to a close, but where one ends, another begins. I have thoroughly enjoyed working with the staff of Berkshire Style and the opportunity to do this work, which has been more like play for me. Forever friends, we celebrate and support the Little Guild of St. Francis in Cornwall, Connecticut. They do an amazing job in finding and rehoming animals. We've posted an ad on our site, which links directly to their website. Country Homes. Clem Real Estate has been one of our most valued relationships. In gratitude, we have posted an ad, again, which links directly to their website. Out on a Limb. Plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose. French for the more things change, the more they stay the same. Catherine shares her thoughts on war and war and more war. Inner Elegance. If you're feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, stuck, and in need of a reset, it's not surprising. You are not alone. Just remember, it's never too late to make a fresh start. Every moment, every day is an opportunity to make resolutions powerful enough to transform your life. Carolyn explores new beginnings. History Lens, this image of Bull's Bridge executed about 1919, shows the structure before a number of restorations stabilized it. In 1994, Kent Native said, "It looks the same today as it did 75 years ago. It lists a bit and always has a few broken planks." Our site is up live and lively, online and on your phone, computer, or tablet. We're an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Today, we offer our last e-blast and radio address. The site will stay open for anyone who wishes to use it and as a resource or just visit. It is with great thanks and gratitude to all our associates, readers, sponsors, and advertisers who have supported us throughout our 14 years. We've had a great run and have loved being part of your life. I'm Tony Tucker, publisher of Berkshire Style.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.